Our next guest is Kyle Glazer from the National Writers for Baseball America. Kyle, how are you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Glad to be on with you guys.
Good to have you with us, Kyle. And of course, when I think Baseball America, of course, I always think of all of baseball. And we'll get into some major league stuff. But the Padres were recently rated as the number one minor league system in all of Major League Baseball. And I'm curious as to what you think now that that has kind of been, that tag has been placed on them for a month and a half or so. Does it fit?
Well, first of all, we at Baseball America actually had them number three. And the reason for that was we had them behind the Braves and the Yankees. The reason for that was because a lot of their talent is still in the lower levels of the system. Right. But this is a system that does have a really good mix of guys that are ready to contribute now. Joey Lucchese was one of their top 10 prospects. We had him up there pretty early on. And, you know, it was never a question he was going to be the first guy up of this next wave of pitchers post-Dinelson Lamet. He's come up. Eric Lauer's right behind. Cal Quantrill's right behind. So there are some good pitchers that are coming soon. But most of the position players, and look, that's really for the Padres. I mean, they've been last in the majors and average and on base all of last year. They're, you know, again, there's some struggles this year. They really need a big influx of position players beyond just what they currently have with Margot and Renfro. And those guys are all a little further away and very high risk at the lower levels. So I think it's a tag to say that they have as much upside as any system in baseball. But, you know, the risk that goes into it with their position players is a little high. And for anyone to say, oh, gosh, these guys are all going to hit, it's a lot riskier right. than what the Braves and Yankees have in tow.
That's very, very good point you bring up there, Kyle, because I think most people who are around the game know it's hard to really predict with what prospects are going to do, especially when it's below the double A level. And being right. that Tatis is going to get an opportunity to do it at that level, who, you know, Tatis is one of those guys. Him and Urias are the two guys that I think come to mind with the Padre fans. What has been their impact though so thus far this season?
Well, Urias, got off to a hot start in El Paso, slowed down a little bit, but this is a guy who's always hit, is going to continue to hit. While Tatis is kind of the superstar big name guy, Urias is the one that is going to get up first, and of the two guys that would win a batting title, it would be Luis Urias, just such a pure hitter. And Tatis is off to a slow start double A, but you got to remember he's 19 years old. Last year, he would have been a high school senior if he was from the U.S. He'd be a freshman in college right now, and he's facing, you know, advanced prospects at double A. So Tatis is a little more raw. He's younger. His skill set all around is a little more raw, so he's going to need a little more time. But Luis Urias, I think there's a very good chance, if he continues a hot start, this little slowdown aside, we'll see him in San Diego by June, especially if Carlos Asuaje and Corey Spangenberg are still hitting, under 200, and those are your second base options.
All right. I like it. And I like there's some other guys that have been doing some things in the Padre organization that we don't know as well as those two guys. I mean, Tatis and Yuri. I mean, Tatis hit a home run in his first spring training game, right. And I was ready to put him in the Hall of Fame, and so was everybody else. And Urias had a great spring. But are there some other guys? Is it deeper than that? Is it deeper than that at the position player spot?
So there's a lot of guys, but they all are in A ball and are still waiting to emerge. And it's a position player group that evaluators are a little bit lower on than I think general Padres fans are getting excited right. about. The Jorge Onias of the world, some of the guys that are in low A ball right now, Gabriel Arias, Eggy Rosario. But one guy who's intriguing is Hudson Potts, who's a third baseman, which is a position of need for the Padres long term. Young kid, big power, was their other first round pick the year they took Cal Quantrill and Eric Lauer. He's at Lake Elsinore right now. He's off to a decent start. Had a good second half last year. So I think Hudson Potts is probably the position player to keep an eye on outside of Urias and Tatis. But he's not quite the same level of talent. You're hoping with him he's more just a solid, steady third baseman that can provide some pop down the road.
That's interesting. And that's a really solid point because, again, some of these prospects – I think you have to be careful of setting the expectation before they get here, especially for the fans who don't get the opportunity to see these guys like you do. it's important to set that expectation so you're not expecting them to come up here and just be the next, you know, whoever it may be, Cody Bellinger, whoever the young rookie is at the time. Some of the pitching prospects, though, even though they're at the lower levels, there seems to be a lot of talent there. Tell us a little about some of those guys.
Well, what's nice about the pitching prospects is they're actually spread out. You have Joey Lucchese, who's obviously came up, Cal Quantrill, Eric Lauer. Those are top 10 caliber prospects. Lower you go, Michelle Baez, Mackenzie Gore. The Padres have amassed a really good group of pitchers, and that's a group that evaluators are much higher on all around, where you say, okay, the position players, there's two potential all-stars and another group of guys who might be something. Pitchers, there are five or six or seven guys you look at and say, man, there's potentially a mid-rotation to front-of-the-rotation ceiling there. But we also know pitchers get hurt way, way, way more often. The old adage is you need 10 to get two to the big leagues. So on the one hand, yes, the Padres have this incredible pitching depth from Mackenzie Gore and low A all the way up to, you know, Joey Lucchese now in the majors. But pitchers get hurt. We just saw with Denelson Lamet. He was, you know, the first of the pitching wave, and 1 year in, he goes down with Tommy John. It's so risky, and you hope they can all make it. In reality, probably only two or three will.
Kyle Glazer, Baseball America. Great stuff from you, Kyle. Is there an Ohtani anywhere in the minor league systems of any Major League Baseball team, or is this going is there any chance that something like this kind of spurs some kids here stateside to say, hey, wait a minute, if he can do it, I can do it too?
You know, so first of all, Shohei Ohtani is a once-in-a-lifetime type of talent. We knew that coming out of Japan. This is an individual who was doing things really we haven't seen, who is doing things we have not seen for 100 years in the major league. So to say there's anyone that can do both at the level he's doing them, it's really, really rare to see. You know, Brendan McKay, who was the college player of the year last year for BA, is in the race system. He's going to give it a try. I will say it probably opens up the possibility more. You know, now, you know, teams might say, you know, maybe we'll let him try to play both ways, whereas before it was, no, you have to pick one because, hey, you've always had to pick one since the dead ball era. Now that there's at least one guy they can point to in modern major leagues doing it, they might give the kid a try. But let's you know, be clear. This is so rare. I think it's premature to suggest there's 10 other guys out there who can do it. I think there might be one in the next 50 years. This is really rare stuff we're seeing.
I know. It's really funny because when people talk about Ohtani, they're like, oh, we haven't seen this in years. And I'm like, no, we haven't seen this in over 100 years. There's nobody that has done what this guy can do. And as you just said, there probably isn't anybody coming up behind him that can do what this guy can do. Kyle, we appreciate it. Wish we had a little more time to spend with you today coming up on our pregame. But I hope we can catch up with you again. Enjoyed your insight. And I know the Padre fans love finding out what's going on with their minor league kids. So we'll catch up to you again and have you on. We appreciate the time.
Good stuff, Kyle.